I'm afraid I'm not surprised that so many of my colleagues are thinking of leaving the profession. We have an aging profession in Kent, so there's a fair number of those which are reaching retirement age. But the big difference is when many of those might have stayed on a little bit beyond that, now it is such a difficult environment to work in, they're thinking of leaving. We have a profession which struggles with inadequate premises. It cannot recruit new doctors to replace those that leave. And there's financial pressures which are pushing practices to the wall. The difficulty is that some of the rescue packages that they launched about a year ago have been very slow to get through. We need to have the money to be able to improve premises. We need to actually have schemes to attract young doctors to train as GPs and then go into the profession in Kent. And unless we do that, then the situation will worsen rather than improve. It's never been an easy job being a GP. We've always worked long hours, but the demand is rising faster than the number of doctors. And in fact, the number of doctors is starting to fall in the UK. It means that trying to meet the demand for patients is difficult. And three quarters of my colleagues are now saying that the quality they provide in the way of care is starting to diminish, which is really very concerning. The workload is impacting doctors' own mental health. They have just launched a scheme to actually provide mental health care for GPs. And it is already almost overwhelmed by the number of people who are contacting them with things like anxiety and burnout. So it's definitely something that is impacting everybody. But ultimately, the worst thing is that it's starting to impact on the safety and quality of care that we can provide for our patients. I think there are ways of taking pressure off doctors. We can look at using other types of staff, but unfortunately, none of them can completely replace a GP sitting in front of you, particularly for complex conditions. We can try and take some of the paperwork pressure off. The bureaucracy is incredible. About 40% of my time is spent sitting doing paperwork rather than seeing patients. It's not something that most doctors enjoy. Finally, we can do things like perhaps launching a medical school down in Kent, because we do know that doctors who train in an area tend to stay on both into the GP training schemes and then on to being full-time GPs. Patients shouldn't worry too much, but they can do things. They can actually perhaps lobby their MP because they're up for re-election to try and get some influence back into the centre, because we have struggled to actually get the current government to accept that we are running into difficulties. And so, you know, maybe we can call on the people of Kent to actually try and support us at this time so that things can improve in the future.